The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Let's start today with two stories. Reuven is going away on holiday, so he goes to his neighbor Shimon, and he said, "Will you look after my pet parrot for me? And I will pay you to look after it, and I'll come back in a week and you return it to me." Shimon agreed, but Shimon said, "I'm telling you at the outset, though, that I don't want to take any responsibility if it gets stolen." And Reuven agreed to that. Well, on that condition, he gave him the parrot. He came back a week later, and indeed, the parrot was stolen. Says Shimon, "We made an agreement that I'm not responsible if anything happens if it gets stolen." Says Reuven, "You're right. I'm not going to charge you for the parrot. However, I don't want to pay you for the money I promised to look after it, because at the end of the day, he didn't look after it." What's the halacha? Story number two, Reuven gives something to a store to be repaired. When he comes back, a week later, the store owner says, "I repaired your watch, for example. I repaired it for you, but unfortunately, before you came back to fetch it, it got stolen." Again, Reuven says, "I want you to pay for the watch," because we know the halacha is, the Gemara says in Bamitzir, pay on the base, Mishnah, kol ha'monim shem yashochahim. Says the shopkeeper, "You might remember when you handed it in, I asked you at the time to do something for me. At the time, that means you were working for me at the time you gave it to me," which makes an halacha of Baal of Imoy, that the owner of the object which has been given to be guarded, if he's working for the Shomer at the time that he gives it over for the Shmira, then the Torah says in Baal of Imoy Yishalem, so I'm proper, I don't have to pay. Says the client, "Okay, you caught me out, I'm not going to charge you for the actual watch, but I'm not going to pay you for the work that you did." Says the store owner, "One second, I worked for you and I repaired the watch, but that you still have to pay me." So what's the halacha? So we have two cases of a shomer, of someone who's supposed to look after something, and although under normal circumstances he would be chayav for geneva and aveda, and in both cases he's a shomer sofer, the shomer sofer's chayav if he gets stolen, he has to pay. However, we found two cases where the shomer sofer has managed to get out of paying for the fact that the object was stolen. Either there was Baal of Imoy, or he made a condition and a stipulation at the outset that he's not willing to take responsibility if it gets stolen. Those two cases are both mentioned in our daf. The first one is the last Mishnah in the Perek of Asochas HaPoelim, that Masneh Shoy Mechinam Leos Potem Mishvor, a shomer sofer can make a condition at the outset, before he's actually received the object he's supposed to look after, that even though you're paying me and I'm a shomer sofer and it should be chayav for getting done later, I'm only doing it on condition that you let me off and you forego any claims if it gets stolen. And that works. The first Mishnah in Hashoel talks about Baal of Imoy, someone who borrows something, and at the time that he borrowed it, the owner was actually working for him, then the Torah says, in Baal of Imoy lo yishalem, so if later something happens to it, he doesn't have to pay. And the Gemara learns later on, that not, although it says it only in the parasha of Shoyel, however it applies to Shem Mechilim and Shem Asochah as well. If Baal of Imoy, if the owner of the object, was actually doing something or working for the Shomer at the time that he gave it over, then the Shomer is potter. So now in these two cases, the shomer sofer is potter. However, is he correct in claiming he still wants his wages? You promised me money to look after your parrot. Well, you promised me money to repair the watch that you gave in for repairs. Does the person who gave it in have to actually pay him or not? Well, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Daf Nun Hey, the Mishnah says, there are certain things there are no halachas of shomer. For example, hektish, property which belongs to hektish, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, or avodim, karkos, shtoros, All these things the Gemara learns from Pesukim, that if someone looks after these things and anything goes wrong, he doesn't have to pay like a normal Shema does. A normal Shema Chinam is Chayav for Pshia, Shema Soch is Chayav for Kenei Ve'Aveda, and a Shema is Chayav even for Onzin. However, if he's looking after something belonging to Hektish, or if he's looking after Karaka, or Shtoris, there's a special miut in the Pasuk that the Shema is not going to be responsible if anything happens for him. The Gemara on Daf Nun Ches says clearly that even though a Shema Socha, who's looking after Hektish, for example, is not responsible to pay if anything happens to it. However, if it was stolen, he will not be entitled to claim his wages for looking after it. The Gemara there says, brings a brisa, that if a town arranged that everybody should separate their half a shekel, which they're supposed to give to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's now Hektish, and they send it with a shliach, with a messenger, to take it to the Beis HaMikdash, and they pay him to take it, but on the way, it gets stolen. So, if it got stolen in a case of oilers, it was unpreventable, so the shliach makes a shavur that it was an oilers, and he gets paid. There's a Gemara, however, if he won't make a shavur that something unpreventable happened, and he agrees that it was stolen, then he won't get paid for his wages. Because even though a Shema Socha on a Hektish doesn't have to pay if the object gets stolen, but he doesn't receive his payment either, because he didn't look after it properly. And after all, that's why he's a Shema Socha, because he's getting paid to look after it properly. So, we have three cases of a Shema Socha who is potter if something gets stolen. But normally a Shema Socha is chayav if it gets stolen. We have three cases of a Shema Socha is potter if the object he's looking after gets stolen. One is the case of Hektish, or Kalkols, or Shtoros. Another case is in the end of the Sefer Zapolim, when he says at the outset, at the time he received it, that I'm making conditions that I'm not going to be responsible or chayav for if it gets stolen. And the other case, the beginning of Asher, when Baal Avimo, if the Baal Avimo was in, or was working for him at the time, at the beginning of the Shmirah, then the Shema Socha is going to be potter. In the very first case, the case of Hektish and Shtoros, we have a clear Gemara which says, although the Shema Socha is potter if it gets stolen, nonetheless he loses and forfeits his right to his wages for looking after it. What about the other two cases? So in the case where the Shema makes a Tanai that he doesn't want to be chayev for if it gets stolen, the Shach in Siman Shin Hei, Sifkot and Beis, quotes a tshuva from the Ma'aras HaSom, who says that in this case also, the Shema Socha will be potter because he made a condition at the outset that he's potter, but he won't get his wages for looking after it since he didn't look after it properly. What would be in the third case, in the case where the Shema is potter for a different reason, because of Ba'ol Avimo, because the owner was working for him at the time of the beginning of the Shema, then, l'chora, the same thing would apply. And so says the Ksos HaKoshen and the Mishin Hayes you've gotten based. So it starts with a story of Tshuva of the Chutam HaShulash, which is brought in the Tshuva of Rashbat. Reuven brought some gold to Shimon, who was a goldsmith, and he asked him to make a bracelet. And when he gave in the gold to make the bracelet, Shimon asked him to start stoking the fire and helping him with melting down the metal. When Reuven came back a week later to pick up the bracelet, it wasn't there anymore, it had got stolen. No one knows what happened to it. So the tshuva there of the Chutam HaShulash says that since Reuven, the owner of the gold, was working for Shimon, the goldsmith, at the time that he handed it in, that's considered a shmir b'balim, and therefore the shomer, who's the goldsmith in this case, will be potter for paying. Since he's going to be potter for paying, now, says the Chutam HaShulash, the next stage is the Reuven will have to pay Shimon his wages for making the bracelet. And on this, the Ksos takes issue. And the Ksos says that even though Shmir of Avaylim makes him potter even for Pshia, but surely he's going to lose his wages, because it's no different from the case of Hektish, Avodim and Shtoros, where the Shomer loses his wages if it gets stolen, even though the Shomer is potter for Geneva Naveda. So too in this case, of Shmir of Abaylim, the Shomer will be potter for the Geneva, but he's going to lose his wages. However, says the Ketores HaKoshen, I might agree still with the Tshuva of the Chutah Meshulash in his particular case. Because it wasn't a regular case of Shmir Bebalim, it was a case of an Uman, a craftsman or a worker who's working on an object which belongs to somebody else. And as we noted earlier, the Mishnah says that Kol Umanim Shomer Sochaim. An Uman is a Shomer Socha. Why is an Uman a Shomer Socha? He's actually getting paid for the work that he's doing. The work that he's doing is to take the gold and make out of it, fashion out of it, a golden bracelet. That is taking the money. But since he's been given the opportunity of employment, that is enough to make him into a Shomer Socha. But, says the Ketores, actually the wages is not for looking after it. The wages that he's getting paid is for doing the job. However, he's automatically a Shomer Socha because he's been given the opportunity for work. In the case of the Shliach, who was going on his way to take the Shgolim, to the Beis HaMikdash, he was actually getting paid for taking it and for looking after it. Rashi says there on the Gemara that he loses his wages if it gets stolen, even though he's potter for actually paying for the Ganeva Aveda, because he took the wages in order to take it from one place to the other and guard it on the way. That was part of the job. If he didn't guard it, he doesn't get paid. Whereas the Uman, the goldsmith, he's getting paid for doing the work. The work he did, he fashioned from the gold a golden bracelet. He's also a Shomer Socha, and if he didn't guard it, he would be chayef to pay for the bracelet. However, in his particular case, since it was Baal of Emor, he's potter. So he doesn't have to pay. But since the Chutah Meshulash is correct, that he will still get his wages, even though a Shomer Socha, who's normally potter because of Baal of Emor, will not get his wages, in this case he will, because the wages are not for guarding, the wages are for doing the work of creating a bracelet out of the gold. However, going the other way, I still find difficulty with the reason of, with the psak of the Tashpat. Why? Because even though he's getting paid wages for actually doing the work, we know that halacha is that all schiras you only actually get paid at the end. I only have to pay a worker at the end of the job if the work that he's done is productive to me. If the work he's done is not productive to me through his fault, then I don't have to pay him anything. So even though I'm not paying him to look after it, I'm actually paying for him to make the golden bracelet. But I'm only paying him to make the golden bracelet if at the end of the day he gives me back the bracelet. But if he doesn't give me back the end of the day the bracelet, and it's his fault he didn't because he didn't look after it properly, even though he's not going to be chayav because we're talking about a case of olav imo, so he's got a technical patur, he's not going to be chayav for paying the bracelet. And even though I should be paying him his wages because the wages were not for looking after it, which he didn't do, the wages was for making the bracelet, but included in the understanding that wages for making a bracelet is only if you provide me the bracelet at the end of the day. If you make the bracelet and you don't actually give it to me at the end through your own fault, then I don't have to pay you the wages. So at the end of the day, I wouldn't actually give the goldsmith any wages in this case at all. But at any rate, we do see from the Ketores HaKoshen that in the case of a shomer where there's Baal of Imo and he has a patur, he doesn't have to pay for Ganeva Aveda, nonetheless, he will lose his wages under normal circumstances because he didn't do the job that he was being paid for, which is to look after it. The Machane Ephraim, in Hilchos Shomrim, Siman Kaf Beis, agrees with the Ketores. He doesn't bring the Ketores, but he says the same thing, that a shomer socha who's got a patur, Baal of Imo, will actually lose his wages as well. Just like we find in the case of Hekdush, when the Gemara clearly says that a Shomer Socha, who is guarding Hekdush, if he doesn't look after it and it gets stolen, he doesn't have to pay, because Hekdush is a special meal that you don't pay for Geneva Aveda of Hekdush, even if you're a Shomer Socha, but nonetheless he will lose his wages because he didn't look after it. However, in the other case, the middle case which we discussed, the patur that the Shomer Socha has, if he was Masner Lios Potter, if Shomer Socha wasn't talking about Baal of Imon, it wasn't Hektish, he was a regular Shomer Socha, but at the very outset he made a condition with the owner that he's only willing to accept responsibility to look after it if he's not going to be Achrai, he's not going to be responsible if it gets stolen. Otherwise he's not willing to look after it. Such a case, as we saw from our Mishnah, Masner Shomer Socha Lios Potter. He can do that as long as the owner agrees with it at the very outset. So this is another case of Shomer Socha with Potter. We noted earlier that the Shach quotes from the Maharas HaTzom that who, in this case also, if it ends up getting stolen, so even though he's not going to be responsible to pay for it because he made a condition at the outset that he's not going to pay if it gets stolen, nonetheless he'll lose his wages, just like the other two cases, just like the case of the Hektish and the case of the Patur of Baal of Imo. In those two cases also, the Shomer Socha is Potter for Ganeva Aveda, but he loses his wages because he didn't look after it. So the Maharsha Sultan says in the case of the Shoneh who made a condition on the outset that he's not going to pay if it gets stolen, so too in such a case, the Shoneh Sochon will lose his wages. However, with this, the Machane Ephraim disagrees. The Machane Ephraim says this case is different to the other two. And he explains why. In the case of a Shomer Socha where he's got a tour of bottle of imo, or in the case of a Shomer Socha where he's guarding Hekdesh, he's getting paid to look after the object. He has a tour that even if it gets stolen, although Shomer Socha is normally chayav, he's going to be potter for special reason. But the work he's being paid for is to look after it. And therefore, if he doesn't look after it and it gets stolen, you don't need to pay him his wages either. Because the payment is to be a Shomer Socha. However, says the Machane Ephraim, a Shomer Socha who wants to be potter for a different reason. Because he said at the very outset, I'm only taking it to look after on condition that if it gets stolen, I'm not going to have to pay. In effect, he's saying, I'm a Shomer Socha who doesn't want to be a Shomer Socha, I'm a Shomer Socha who wants to be a Shomer Chinon. In other words, I'm not actually going to guard it to the level that it won't get stolen. A Shomer Chinon merely says, I'm just not going to be negligent. As long as I'm not negligent, I'm going to be potter. A Shomer Socha gets paid, as the Gemara says, to do a Tirusa Yaseira, to do an extra guarding. But a Shomer Socha who says at the outset, I'm not going to be responsible if it gets stolen, is in effect saying, I'm not going to do the extra work. So he's told you at the outset that even though you're going to pay him, you're agreeing that he's not going to do the extra shmira. In that case, says the Machane Ephraim, even if he didn't do the extra shmira, he still gets paid. What is he getting paid for if not to do an extra shmira? Says the Machane Ephraim, he's getting paid for the tircha, for the trouble he has of putting it in his house or taking it out. Or perhaps he's getting paid for the rental of the space in his house where he's keeping it. And he brings a Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Mem Zayin Omud Beis, who says that someone who says, I don't want to be a shomer, but you can put the things in my house if you want, will be potter, since he told you clearly he's not taking any responsibility, and even if he accepts payment for putting it in his house, it's not payment to look after it, it's payment for the rental of the place in his house which he's using to place your object. So it says the Machane Ephraim, although I agree that in that the case of a Shomer Socha who's potter because of Bola of Imoy, if it gets stolen, won't receive his wages, just like the Gemara says in the case of Hekdesh, that although he's potter, if he gets stolen, he won't get his wages. Nonetheless, says the Machane Ephraim, in the case where the Shomer Socha is potter because he said at the outset, I don't want to be responsible for it getting stolen, he will get paid his wages even if it gets stolen. Because he's telling you at the outset that he's not willing to do the extra shmira. The payment is not for the extra shmira, so even if he doesn't do an extra shmira, he gets paid. To come back to the two stories we started with, according to what we've been saying, in the case where he gave something in to be repaired, although the repairer had a ptur or bol of imoy, and he won't actually have to pay if the object gets lost, nonetheless, according to the Tshuvas of Chutam HaShulash, he would probably get paid. According to the Ketzos, however, he wouldn't get paid. Because, since he didn't return the repaired goods, he don't have to pay him for the wages that he did. In the case of the parrot, according to the Shach in the name of the Maharas Sasson, he won't get his wages. Just like the other cases where the Shomer Socha has a tour for paying if it gets stolen. Nonetheless, if it does get stolen, Shomer Socha will not get paid for looking after it, since he didn't look after it. However, in this case, according to the Machane Ephraim, he would indeed get paid. Because since the reason why his potter is, because he said at the outset, I don't want to take responsibility for it being stolen, in effect he's saying, I'm not going to guard it in extra more than a Shomer Chinon. And since he indeed wasn't negligent, even if it got stolen and he didn't do extra guarding, he still gets his wages, because the wages were not for doing an extra guarding. So according to the Shach, he would lose his wages, whereas according to the Machane Ephraim, he would get his wages.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485 VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.